Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
My mistake. I was thinking it was part five. It's actually part six. Ask, seek and find, part six today. And we're looking into John's Gospel. And today we're looking at John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 5. You know, I love John and the 15th chapter, where Jesus is talking about he is the vine. Listen to this. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Isn't that the truth? Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch, and it withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. And here's the key verse. But if you remain in me, and in my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. I'll say that again. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. There's a precursor there. It's no good just asking Almighty God. It's no good asking Jesus for whatever you need or whatever you want if you don't do what he's already told you right here. If you remain in me, that is, if you remain steadfast to me, and my words remain in you. In other words, what Jesus is saying there is, I have told you many, many different things. And Jesus is saying, you must remember those words and act on them. It's no good just reading them and taking them in and not acting on them. You have to act on them. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Last night, after a tremendously difficult time here at Worship Radio 247, and that fact is that we went without power for 13 hours during the storms here in the United Kingdom. We went through 13 hours of no power. Now, we had already preempted that, and Martin and I and the team, we had discussed what we were going to do. And Martin was able to take control from his office at home. So he was able to take control of Worship Radio 247 and broadcast previously broadcast programs. And that is what he did. So during those storms, because he didn't have a power cut, we did not go off the air at all. Glory to Almighty God. But finally, we got the power back. Then we had some more problems. Because for all of a sudden, we couldn't connect to the internet with any of our systems. So Martin's computers had to take control and keep control. And therefore, today we thought we were going to go another day without a live program. We thought we were going to have to play another recorded program. And last night, I was on the telephone to our internet providers until 4:30 in the morning, and they still couldn't sort out the problems. They did not know what was going on. They kept saying to me, well, internet is going to your office, so therefore, as far as we're concerned, you have internet. But that wasn't what was happening. We were not getting internet signals here. We got it on one or two computers, but not on the others. And I went to bed, and I'm going to tell you what I did. As I closed my eyes, I got really upset and really mad with Almighty God. and I was sitting on my father's knee, and I was thumping his chest, and I was saying, why are you letting this happen? We have prayed constantly for you to protect this equipment, Lord, and it's not happened. It has not happened. Look at this. I have loved you, even as my Father has loved in me, remain in my love. Was I doing that? I loved Almighty God, and I still do, but I was so mad. I was so upset, and I was thumping his chest and saying, why are you doing this, Lord? Why are you doing this? We are worshiping you every single day. We are bringing glory to you every single day. We are doing everything we can possibly do, and still these things are happening. Why? Why can't we just have this sorted out, Lord? Why can't we have some respite? Why can't we have some peace in this? And I continued to pray like this for what seemed an age. And I got no response. At that time, I felt I had no response. And then I just said, Lord, it's up to you. It is up to you. Martin turned up today, and I believe within a half hour, he had found the problem. And the problem was solved. Glory to Almighty God. The reason I'm telling you this, beloved, is because we have to keep on keeping on. And when we ask Almighty God for something, we may not get an answer straight away. We may remain in His love, like I do. I can honestly say that. And His words remain in me. I can honestly say that. And we are asking. I can honestly say that. But sometimes, beloved, we have to be patient. And we have to let God do what God does. We have to trust Him. And that's the thing. And I felt last night that's what I was not doing. I was not trusting God. I was thinking of myself. And I was having a childish tantrum at Almighty God. Now we can do that. Of course you can do that. But just let God be God. Just let Jesus be Jesus. Just let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. And just pray and say, Lord, you know the needs in my life. I trust you in this. And stop fighting. Stop fighting. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, we have to trust and obey. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, watch this. You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. And I believe that means as long as it does us no harm. If you have a child, you would never give your child something that would harm them, and nor would Almighty God give anything to us that would harm us. Just give glory to Him and worship Him for who He is, for He is that He is. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the bright morning star. Heavenly Father, we give you glory for who you are, Lord. And I would love to say to you now that I apologize and that I love you. And I always will love you, Lord. And I will always follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, just tell the Lord now, as you're listening, just tell Him how much you love Him. To say these words, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I adore you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.